sat down on the soup, fixed on up, it wasn't you. I finished closing, rambled in the roots, had the marvel move, the proof beat Neil fans glowing, storing up the clues, it had its sudden blue, bruised through by show. Settle past the patience, where wishes and your will are spilling pictures. Waters running through the valley where we grew to write this scripture.
WMFO Medford.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
It's what's too bad about this planet and summer flings and summer vacations and
all right, WMFO in Medford. How you doing out there? I'm glad you're here. Glad I'm here. And we have a kind of a theme today. It's we're going to do underrated bands. And I just picked five bands that I feel are very underrated. And I didn't want to just pick bands that had, you know, newer bands or something like that. I wanted to do, you know, bands that have a little bit of a catalog and just aren't as well known as I think they should be. So, you know, I've got five bands from different eras and kind of different, different genres, mostly just kind of music. So that's the theme. We're going to do a set of each band. And then for the coverall, we're going to just pick some other bands that I think are underrated and do them doing covers. So we've got five bands plus five other bands for the coverall. And that's pretty much it. The band that we're doing this first set is going to be the Heli Goats, which I think are just an awesome band. They've been around for probably about 7 years or so, and they've got a few albums out, and I think they're very underrated. Most people I know have not heard of them at all. I think they're probably the least well-known band out of all these bands that are on here. And so there you go. So let's hear some more stuff from the Heli Goats. And you're listening to WMFO. This is the Bingo Show. I'm Steve, and it's 6:08, and we're here till 8 o'clock. Please don't go away.
You don't even have to ask. It will be written on my face, and you'll see when I get back. I miss the sky, I miss the grass, and I miss you in between them, perfectly relaxed. I chose to fight, I chose to act, and I paid the price of freedom, and I want my choices back. In the war of the world, I'm an army of one, in an air raid on millions, I'm afraid. Like the color of my blood. dress it up in the prettiest packaging, hold onto my arm so I don't break through the plastic like I did last time. Oh no, I've got no self-control when it comes to these things. When I intercept airplanes and monitor the babies, oh maybe he knows something that we don't. We can soothe our tense nerves, we work hard, we deserve it. Let's paint the town pink, let's go out for a sink, and for once I'm
Every minute.
26.2, you just took it on the chin. Cause this was the race they made you wanna win. To soon find home base, to be no place alone. And they called the lines on your face, the knots in your knees, the kids calling your name out to the middle of the street. So in the dreams, you tie your shoestrings and then you go. But here is the hard part. You never want to stop once you safety net or spider web or wedding dress. I thought for sure your busy legs would never shred. But like a bomb threat on the Goodyear blimp, there's a lost ambulance flirting with an early end and a safe bet to a last breath. I saw it coming now. What's next? I'm sorry I said anything. You sang the song and then learned to sing, and said that you missed the songs you sang before you learned anything. In the fishbowl on the beach,
All right, WMFO in Medford. It's the Mingo Show. How you doing out there? We're doing a little something different, kind of a theme. We're doing underrated bands. I've picked five bands for five sets of music. That first set was the Heligoats, who I believe are very underrated and probably the least known of all the five bands that I'm featuring today. The Heligoats are basically a guy named Chris Otepka, and he is from Washington State. And I guess they've been around a lot longer than I thought, since they've been around since 1999, or he's been around. They always have different backing musicians. I've liked them. I discovered them probably about 6 or 7 years ago, so I thought they were fairly new then, but they've been around a lot longer. They don't put a lot of albums out, but I guess he tours constantly, so look for him. Let me tell you the songs we heard. They've got about three albums and one EP out, I think, which isn't a lot for a band that's been around a long time. I think they have another one due out later on this year. So hopefully we'll get some more stuff from them. We just heard the song Fish Sticks from the disc Goodness Gracious. And that's the disc I'd probably suggest of getting if you were going to get one. I think that's their best. I like every song on that one. Before that, their latest one is called Back to the Ache, and it came out in 2013. And that song was called 26.2. And let's see, before that, The End of All Purpose, which I believe is their first album, came out 2008, I believe. And that is Been a Drill. Was the song we did off of that. All these are off Gray Day Records. Before that, we heard Are You Saying Yes from an EP called Loose Ends. And then back to the Goodness Gracious album, and we did the song Mercury to open up the set and open up the show. All right, so that was the Heligoats. Our next band on tap is a little bit more well-known, very much more well-known. I think everybody's pretty much heard of this band. But I don't think they get quite as much critical acclaim as they should. They're one of those bands that actually, like, kind of rock critics seem to love them, but they never did. They never exploded onto the scene. They're from New Jersey, and they're called the Feelies, which I just think are one of the best bands of the probably 90s. I think most of their stuff came out so early 90s. No, probably late 80s. I think they're more 80s. And definitely 80s, mid 80s, I'd say. I think they're kind of underrated. So let's take a listen to some of their stuff. All right, here we go. We're starting off with something off the album called Crazy Rhythms. It's going. It's just very quiet to start. Thank you.
hesitate. We're moving on, so don't be late. Should be gone. Too long. Bring up the past like yesterday. Try to recall what was so great. Should be gone. Too long.
All right, WMFO, how you doing out there? This is Steve, this is the Bingo Show, and we're rocking and rolling with you here with some underrated bands. That's kind of the theme we got going today, and that set was the Feelies, so I'm doing a set of each. I picked five bands, I'm going to do a set of each, and that was the Feelies. And I said mid-80s. They really started in like 78, 79, and most of their stuff came out early 80s. So the Feelies from New Jersey, Glenn Mercer and Bill Million are the two main guys, did most of the songwriting. Anton Fear was their original drummer. I didn't know that. And let's see. I'll tell you what we played. We played just now off of Crazy Rhythms, which came out in 1980. Fasse La, and that was their first album, Crazy Rhythms. It's Only Life was came out in 1988, and that song we did from that is It's Only Life. Before that, we heard Slow Down from The Good Earth, 1986. A lot of people consider that their best album. I really like all three of their albums. I don't really have a favorite. The Good Earth is very, very good, though. They came out with a new album about 3 or 4 years ago, actually 2011, so almost five years ago, and did a little touring, and that album was called Here Before, and the song we did was Should Be Gone. And we start off with Crazy Rhythms, another one from Crazy Rhythms, The Boy with the Perpetual Nervousness, which is a good introduction to... So their first song. It's the first song on their first album. Kind of crazy. Very original band, I think. Very influential. And while they're fairly well known, I still think they're very underrated. All right, that's the Feelies. We did the Heligoats before. We're going to do a band now called Clem Snide, which is, again, mostly one guy, Yves Barzelay, and he's the main songwriter and stuff, but very good band, been around a long time, great songwriting, so let's do something from them here. I'm going to start off with something from their album. Let's see, it's called You Were a Diamond. And we're going to do something off of that. That's from 2002, Clem Snide. Oops, let's see, there we go. All right, you listen to the Bingo Show. I'm Steve, I'm here till 8 o'clock. Don't go away. Underrated bands.
Borrow your friend.
fix me a dinner of sunflower seeds and ready whip topping inhalers. And take me down south with Hall and Oates in her mouth. My first love, my Joan Jett of Arc. And my black heart was heavy, but her mom's cougar was fast, as little pink houses were whistled. And it was all you can eat at the Sizzler that night, my steak burning Joan Jett of Arc. My steak burning Joan Jett of Arc. Dim their lights, cicadas and crickets were silent. And the train tracks like stitches, skidding bicycle tires, as I slipped in my Joan Jett of Arc. As I slipped in my Joan Jett of Arc. As I slipped in my Joan Jett of Arc. As I slipped in my Joan Jett of Arc. And the birds that were crushed once had air in their bones, as oil was refined in her honor. Kalinsky had asthma. He was often absent from school. But he still performed well on tests and quizzes. So all the other kids felt like fools. Mike Kalinsky had asthma. Spinning bottles never pointed his way. You see, he had difficulty breathing, so he couldn't participate in sports. And all the jocks said he was gay.